The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Let's turn to that very disturbing story out of Clifton in Galway over the course of the last few days. A man arrested after a mother of two stabbed to death near her home, which was in an asylum centre in the County Galway town. Liz Dunphy of the Irish Examiner has been covering this story. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What do we know about this lady and how she came to die?
So this is a really tragic case. So it centres around a young mother of two, Masuma Sarabi. She has two young children, aged 7 and 9. She was 31 years old. She was originally from Iran. And basically, her body was discovered by a river near the Waterloo House I-Pass Accommodation Centre, which is just on the outskirts of Clifton in County Galway. Her body was very sadly discovered before 9 a.m. yesterday. It appears that she suffered fatal stab wounds, particularly to her neck area. And a man in his 30s was actually arrested around that time yesterday morning. And he is currently still, I believe, receiving medical treatment in hospital before he can be questioned. So a post-mortem is due to take place later this morning on Ms. Sarabi's body. And Gardaí said that the results of that will assist in determining the course of what they said is an ongoing investigation. So, like, basically, Ms. Sarabi, she had moved over from Iran and had been living in the Clifton, in this accommodation centre outside Clifton since 2024. But she went missing from that accommodation centre on Wednesday evening, and she was reported missing. A search had begun for her. But then on the Thursday morning, a man who was known to Ms. Sarabi, he was basically seen at this I-Pass centre with visible wounds, particularly visible wounds around his neck. And Gardaí were alerted at this point. And then it's being reported that this man actually led Gardaí to Ms. Sarabi's body, which was kind of near the river, near the I-Pass centre. So he was arrested. So it's a really tragic story. I think a lot of locals were coming to lay flowers and light candles at the scene last night. And the people in the accommodation centre are said to be extremely distressed. Obviously, there are two very young children who've been left without their mother now in a strange country, I suppose. You know, they hadn't been in Ireland all that long. And those two children are now left without a mother.
We've also heard, I believe, from the school that those children attended this morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure on exactly
Sorry,
their exact movements.
No,
I know a family liaison officer has been assigned, but...
Okay, I believe that they had issued a statement earlier on. But the investigation is ongoing now, Liz. So I suppose we're waiting to see what will happen next. But the next juncture clearly is the post-mortem.
Yeah, so that will be the next big step, and that's due to take place this morning. And Gardaí are actually, even though Gardaí have said that they're not looking for anybody else in relation to this murder investigation, that they're following a definite line of inquiry, but they are still very much appealing for the public to come forward with any information they may have, or any, you know, dash cam footage or video footage that may have been taken between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning. And they're asking them to come forward and make it available to Gardaí to aid with their investigation.
Okay, so that man who is in custody, he's in his 30s mm-hmm. is currently in hospital, but presumably that will pick up, the Gardaí will pick that up a little bit later on. Liz Dunphy, the Irish Examiner, thank you very much indeed. That statement that was issued to Scoil Mhuire was the school involved. They said the situation was incredibly sad and difficult. They said, we have become aware of the sudden and tragic passing of a member of our school family. Our hearts go to their children, her family, and all of those who loved her. And they said that psychologists from the National Educational Psychological Service were available to support staff and pupils. The school plan to reopen as normal today, when staff will be there to support every child on their return, which of course is so important when something as devastating as that does indeed happen.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.